I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos telling U.S. governors that she wants to see fully operational schools this fall, regardless of the pandemic. Let's go live and local for more to WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Thomas. And the debate over how to reopen schools and what that looks like continues, with Betsy DeVos and President Trump checking in, coming down firmly on the side of getting the kids in the classroom 5 days a week. And as some issues are being raised by local school boards and others, that maybe parents ought to have an option, because some parents simply don't want their kids in school 5 days a week. The so-called staggered schedule of 2 days in the classroom and 3 days at home is unacceptable to the president and Betsy DeVos. Yet, if you talk to some of the local school officials, they're saying they're getting surveys back from parents who say, we don't want our kids in school at all. So the debate from Washington and locally goes on. Where this is resolved, nobody knows. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.